The Truckee Meadows Public Land Management Act, formerly known as the Washoe County Lands Bill, is back before Congress. It would allow federal land in Nevada to be sold to local government for development and conservation projects. The proposal has received support from the cities of Reno and Sparks, as well as Washoe County, but it has also faced public criticism. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke with This Is Reno's Bob Conrad, who's followed this story.
Thank you for joining me, Bob. So what land are we talking about?
More than 80% of Nevada's lands are publicly owned and managed by federal agencies, in particular the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service. There is a lot of land in Washoe County that is what's called checkerboarded, meaning there's parcels here and there, but they kind of get spaced around among private property and property owned by government entities and tribal entities. From the government's perspective, they would like to sort of streamline the ownership of that land, which basically means kind of relinquishing those federal parcels to local governments.
What would the land be used for?
There is a map online, and it's landsbill.org, and you can go on there and see what particular parcels are being looked at or being proposed for. One, I believe, is going to be for a shooting range, potentially. Some would be, of course, allocated for development. Some could be protected for conservation purposes. So it's really wide-ranging. There's a lot of different things out there that are being talked about, but nothing really, I believe, is set in stone.
Who supports the bill, and what are they saying about it?
So the public meeting that was held a few weeks back was very, I would say, angry. More than 100 people that came, about four or five spoke in favor. Don Tatro from the Builders Association of Northern Nevada obviously spoke in support of it. You know, when you talk about potentially switching ownership of federal land, that can obviously lead to development. So here's what Don Tatro from the Builders had to say.
You look at, Washoe County's 83% federally owned. This would bring it to 81% federally owned, but it would designate a lot of wilderness. It would do a lot of great things.
So, you know, from that perspective, he's viewing it very much as a positive for the Washoe County community.
Among the biggest concerns about this bill is access to water, how water will be used. But Bob, what are you hearing?
So there was a lot of concern expressed about where is the water going to come from. I do know that Truckee Meadows Water Authority has projected water supplies out for, you know, a few decades. So there is room in the Truckee Meadows for growth and population increase. And that's been pretty well established. However, making the connection between a lands bill and the water needs for what could come out of that, I think really remains to be seen. I did speak with Kyle Rohrink of the Great Basin Water Network, and here's what he had to say about his concerns about this bill.
You know, it just leads us to believe that there's going to be a whole spider webbing network of pipelines and pumps and effluent ponds. And the real question is, you know, what's the cost going to be to ratepayers and taxpayers in the long term?
So I think as a government agency, I don't want to speak for them, but I can guess that they have to weigh a tremendous amount of input from the public, from interest groups, from political types, and they have to see if they can cobble together a package that's going to maybe not make everybody happy, but make everybody slightly less mad.
Has a bill like this been approved in other places in Nevada?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, you know, the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act, otherwise known as SNPLMA, which is a very odd acronym, came out of Clark County. And Northern Nevada sees tremendous benefit from that lands bill. Lake Tahoe gets a lot of benefit from SNPLMA. A lot of projects go into improving water quality and forest restoration and things like that. So these bills do have some benefits. And I think what people in Washoe County are really trying to determine right now is how this could really benefit the county.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
That was KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talking with Bob Conrad. Conrad is the publisher of This Is Reno.